One of the things we realized really quickly was that Record Store Day, the day itself in April, was one thing, but we had an ability to work with these stores on a much larger scale and to help them throughout the year. And about 5 years ago, we realized, you know, for better or worse, America wants to shop on the day after Thanksgiving. It is the unofficial start to buying presents for everybody in your life. There is no place better, in our opinion, to buy a present than at a record store, because everything they sell in there is somebody's favorite thing. Music is emotion, and music can be joy, it can be memory, it can be all of these things wrapped up and given to someone as a present. And so we thought, what can we do to get a record store involved in this day of buying, and maybe take it back from being how cheap can you price something, how mass merchandised can you make something. So we create pieces for that day that maybe aren't as inexpensive as some of the other things in a store, that are maybe very limited and special and maybe cost a little bit more, to kind of flip Black Friday on its ear a little bit. Because if America is going to make that day the biggest shopping day in the year, then indie record stores should be a part of that. They should be one paragraph in that story about shopping in America.
Sales of vinyl have really increased over the past few years compared to the sales changes in other formats. What role do you think you guys have played?
I think we've played a decent role. I mean, you can't really look at the rise of vinyl, which has risen since 2008, and Record Store Day, which started in 2008, and say that we haven't had an impact. We definitely have. Record Store Day is about the store, the physical brick-and-mortar store, and CD is still a really viable format for a lot of people and in a lot of genres, and a lot of stores still sell the majority of their stock on CD. But there's no question that vinyl, for all kinds of reasons, is on an incredible growth spurt, and the growth of Record Store Day and the growth of vinyl have paralleled each other for the last 9 years.
Can you give me a couple of those reasons? Like, what do you think the enduring appeal of vinyl is?
I think part of it is that as humans, we don't want all of our life to be connected to a screen or the cloud. There's a place for music to be in your earbuds or as background music, but there's also a place for music to be an art form and a really intense part of your life. And if you are sitting down and you're pulling a record out of this 12 by 12 piece of art and you're handling it carefully, maybe you're cleaning it, you're putting it on the turntable, you're sitting, looking at the art, reading the liner notes, it's just a much more intense experience, almost a ritual experience. I feel like there's a connection there that you make with the music when you're listening to vinyl. You know, another reason I think that vinyl is growing is that it allows you to kind of get your personality across to other people in a way that is safe. There's no greater way to get to know a person, I think, than their record collection or their book collection, because it's this outward expression of what they like, what they enjoy, what they choose to keep around them. I hear all the time from people when I tell them what I do, they say, oh, I just inherited my aunt's record collection. It was so fantastic. It felt just like her. And I could tell which records she played on Saturday nights because they were more worn or there were pizza stains on the album art or whatever. You really get to know a person through their record collection, and it's really hard to grab somebody's phone and see what they choose to keep on there. It's easier to look at the spines of their collection.
I can make you put your phone down. I can make you put your phone down. I can make you put your phone down.